Wausau Chief Jeff Hardell, a big problem that seems to be growing in your department, one of those that sees a lot of it. What's it like trying to solve these problems, have enough staff? It's been a burden for the department, hasn't it?
Yeah, it seems like we're bursting at the seams right now. There's been so many incidents. In fact, 79 heroin incidents in the last 18 months, 55 meth incidents, and there's the collateral damage caused by drug use in the crime world is so significant at this point. You know, it just seems like we can't keep up.
You'd mentioned in your presentation how everything seems to be interconnected with the drugs, the gun thefts, the homicides, and all those things together just kind of gang up on your investigations unit, and it takes a long time and a lot of work to solve them.
Yeah, well, and a perfect example of that is the gun store burglary here in Wausau. We had 4 guns stolen. The gun store burglary in Lincoln County, they had 50 guns stolen, so 54 total. But the crimes that were committed by that group of individuals responsible for the gun store burglaries, car break-ins, car thefts, I think there was about 6 stolen cars that we related to that group, home invasions, burglaries, robberies, and so far 3 homicides, all from that one group from the gun store burglaries. And that's just one little facet of the crime that we are investigating and one incident. We have so many of those. Like I mentioned, we had one individual we arrested locally on a number of burglaries and garage break-ins, many of them, probably between 25 and 30 burglaries because of his heroin addiction. One individual creates that much work for everyone.
With that group you just mentioned, do you have them all, or is there still maybe some of them still out there that haven't been caught yet?
Oh, there's absolutely still other people there associated with this group that we have not caught.
And at this point, still identifying them so you can get them?
Correct.
What can the public do as far as being another set of eyes for the officers?
Communicate. Communicate with law enforcement. Be our partner, because we get most of our information from citizens. And so even the problem houses that we have in our community, the neighbors need to step up and say, this isn't right. We're not going to tolerate this. I believe there's some suspicious or criminal activity, and report that to the police and be a partner.
And don't wait to report it.
Report it immediately. Yep.
Is that an appropriate 911, or should that go non-emergency?
If there's no weapons involved, if it's just suspicious activity, the non-emergency number would be fine. But if there's any hint of a danger to the community or danger to those residents, then 911.